Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to Pearls of Great Price. This is Veronica Hughes, your host, and I want to thank all of you who are returning. And those of you that are new, welcome to my podcast. And this is part two of the dance between temptations and grace. And I encourage you, if you are new and you haven't listened to part one, to do so. I'm sure you will find it equally as beneficial. So today we are going to continue our exploration into this dance between temptations and grace. I don't know about any of you, but I prefer being in a state of grace, even though in the last podcast, Elder Joseph talked about how we should look forward to our states of temptation, because that's when we can merit our grace and it'll come to us. But I'm still working on that one. Anyway, so my last few podcasts have focused on fighting our spiritual battles as members of the church militant here on earth and how to do that more effectively. And we wage our war against unseen forces, even though our temptations may show up in the terms of people or things that happen to us. But really, we are fighting unseen forces inside ourselves and outside ourselves. And so that's really how God is refining us and testing us and coming to an understanding of the necessity of temptations and then acceptance of them as part of our Christian life is really an essential part of making strides forward as a Christian. Otherwise, we have a real challenge attracting the grace of God to us to help us in our spiritual battles. So grace is withdrawn and it's returned to us. Why are we in this up and down cycle and in and out cycle? So that's what we're going to explore a little more today with Elder Joseph, Elder Ephrem, and Saint Nikolai Velomirovic. And so let's get going here with Saint Nikolai. Well, actually, with Elders Joseph and Ephrem, and we're going to be taking these quotes from My Elder Joseph the Hesychist by Elder Ephrem. So this will be Elder Joseph starting this quote. For it is absolutely necessary for grace to leave. Once a tried struggler has acquired a good taste of it in the beginning, so that he may be tested and become a practiced soldier of Christ. And without such temptations, no one has ever ascended to perfection. The grace of God withdraws in order to make us, as we have said, practiced soldiers of war, so that we are not infants forever. But the Lord wants us to become worthy men and brave fighters, able to guard his riches, and that is why he allows us to be tempted. And now this is Elder Ephrem speaking. We learned from Elder Joseph that temptations require forcefulness and resistance in order for passions to abate. So I'm going to just interject here to say that so we can see there's a clue here to our temptations and that they're related to the passions that we have to transform by grace inside of ourselves. And this is our part in the process of attracting the grace is to be forceful and resistant to our passions in temptations, to not allow ourselves to fall into anger and doubt and faint-heartedness and despondency when we're in times of temptation, because those are the passions that God is trying to heal in us. So back to Elder Joseph now. Temptations make a person more experienced so that he is more careful. They make him say, without God, I can do nothing. I can't even have faith. And this statement was pretty shocking to me in a certain way because, you know, I know I pray to God for faith, but I I just didn't realize how much this was missing for me, that I can't even have faith without God, that it's just not something I can create inside myself without God. You know, I've always there's a part of me that's tried to will faith, but that doesn't work either. So I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but certainly through this whole process of studying our regeneration and grace, I've seen that using our will to accomplish anything other than to turn ourselves towards God and love is really the most important thing, and that otherwise our will is useless. We can't force ourselves to be in a state of love with God. It has to be something that comes naturally, and it comes by the grace of God and by our heart really wanting something like that. Okay, so back to Saint Joseph, or Elder Joseph. If God wills, I have faith. If he doesn't, I won't. If a person can say this with conviction, he is building on a rock. If he can't, he is building on sand. A rock is solid, and not even waves can break it down. But sand shifts, and the waves and the wind hit it, and the house built on it can collapse. The rock is the awareness that one can do nothing without the power and grace of God. But in order for this rock to be formed, one must go through many trials in life to learn through experience man's weakness and God's omnipotence. Back to Elder Ephrem. He inspired us to aim all our pursuits, all our desires, and all our actions towards this goal, to induce grace to come and stay with us. The focus was on grace, because only through grace can we succeed in being freed from the old man, Romans 6:6, and because without grace we will not be able to do anything. As the Lord said, without me you can do nothing, John 15:5. The primary reason why he emphasized the acquisition of God's grace so much was because only God's grace will bring us the love of God, which is our real goal. He proved to us that, with detailed explanations, that there is nothing more worthy for a man to occupy himself with than the love of God. Everything else, even virtues, is vanity in comparison with it. The goal and center of Christian life is the love of God. And I think in other podcasts, other saints have said this, that love is really the ultimate virtue, and it's what really adds dimension and depth. And it's kind of like you can have an emerald and you have a diamond, but on the hardness scale, there's no comparison between an emerald and a diamond. And it's the same thing. We acquire all the other virtues, and then we begin to enter into the depth of love, and that's where Christian life is heading towards, love of God. So let's recap the essential lessons Elders Joseph and Ephrem are teaching us about how to attract this grace of God to us. We are nothing and can do nothing without God. Our spiritual life is built upon this rock, or our foundation spiritually will not be secure. It will be sand under our feet. In our weakness, we find God's strength. And as St. Paul said, my grace is sufficient for you. We cannot even have faith without God granting it to us, so praying to God to deepen our faith, especially through our trials, is what attracts the grace of God to us, and carries us through our sufferings and trials, and deepens our love of God, which is the goal and center of our Christian life. And I will also add what I added in my first podcast, which was something, somewhat of a little revelation that I had when researching this set of podcasts, that our goal is not to seek or pray for an end to our sufferings. Rather, we pray for God's grace to carry us through our temptations and trials. We strive to trust in God's wisdom and His timeline. It is our faith in Him, which He gives us, that lifts us up and lightens the burden of our sufferings. And this has really been something that has transformed my whole experience of suffering and pain and illness, which I've had to deal a lot with in my life. And it's really where we are distinct from other religions as well. So we can bear our sufferings and our trials completely differently when we experience them in Christ and with Him. And that's how the martyrs were able to endure their trials. And according to the saints, who is our strongest aid in our regeneration by grace? The Mother of God. So in honor of Mary and the Advent fast, I'm just going to give you a little preview of what's coming next. I will be devoting my next several podcasts during the Advent fast to the Mother of God, for Mary can really help us to prepare the manger of our soul in our heart to receive Christ, this nativity. She is the highest example of transformation by grace. Now I'm going to go to Saint Nikolai, and we're going to hear a quote from him about this process of going between temptations and grace. The love of God, like fragrant oil, is shed upon our hearts in no other way than by the Holy Spirit, the all-good and all-powerful Spirit. Though we are utterly undeserving of it, the Spirit of God pours the divine law of God into our hearts in the mystery of chrismation. But we sometimes neglect this love and estrange ourselves from God by sin and fall into spiritual weakness. And the Holy Spirit, unable to dwell in an unclean vessel, departs from our hearts. When the Holy Spirit departs from us, joy and strength, peace and fortitude depart at once with Him, and we become miserable and enfeebled, disturbed and afraid. But the all-good Spirit of God only puts Himself at a distance from us. He does not abandon us completely. He does not abandon us, but rather offers us, as to sick men, medicines through the mysteries of repentance and Holy Communion. And I just want to interject here, I think it's so important in our modern times to go frequently to both confession and communion. For these sacraments really allow us to commune directly with Christ and renew ourselves for the battles that we fight. And why make the effort to do that? Back to Saint Nikolai. And when we have cleansed ourselves anew by repentance and communion, then God the Holy Spirit makes His abode in us again and pours the love of God into our hearts. We fall down and get up. We fall down again and get up again. We fall and the Spirit of God stands beside us and lifts us up, if we desire to be so lifted. And when we're on our feet, the Spirit of God stands with us until, through our sinfulness and stupidity, we fall again. And so we are, by turn, a fruitful meadow and a wasteland, sons of repentance and perdition, of fullness and emptiness, of light and darkness. O all good Holy Spirit, our God, do not depart from us, either when we need Thee or when we do not feel the need of Thee. Abide with us until our death, and save us for life eternal. To Thee be glory and praise forever. Amen. That was from Saint Nikolai Vilimirovic, the prologue, May 24th. And I'm just going to return back to one of the quotes that we had at the beginning of this podcast from Elder Joseph to really summarize our aims and our pursuits here with regards to attracting grace. He inspired us to aim all our pursuits, all our desires, and all our actions towards this goal, to induce grace to come and stay with us. The focus was on grace, because only through grace can we succeed in being freed from the old man, Romans 6:6, and because without grace we will not be able to do anything. As the Lord said, without me ye can do nothing, John 15:5. And that's exactly what the Mother of God did. So let us begin, in preparation for the coming of Advent, begin to ponder the mystery of the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit within Mary's womb, which was the ultimate attraction of the grace of God. I mean, what can we say? She had God in her womb, and I can't even imagine what that experience was like. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, for thou hast borne the Savior of our souls. And just a reminder about going onto my author's website, thepearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. That's pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. You can find these quotes and a little bit of my commentary. Actually, from every podcast that I've done, I've put on a blog entry. And so just click on the navigation button on my website for my author's book, and you'll be able to go and download this podcast in terms of the written content. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. Thanks so much for tuning in, and may you have a blessed start to November.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.